Uvemachavas, uvemacheshes. Let's say taking a mincha, not just tam of the flour and oil, but first these menachas, first you have to bake them. You made them like into a challah. They were baked already. And now you have to chop them up into small pieces, and you make a kmitza from there. Now that's hard to get exact the measurement of only what's in your three fingers, like we'll soon see. Then we say, moichek begod loy milmalam. What's sticking out on top of your fingers, you have to take your thumb and keep on going back and forth to make sure you only have a kmitza has to be only exactly how much fits inside your three fingers. Anything sticking up, now the way you hold your hand is straight out your hand. In other words, the fingers are like up and down, going up and down. So therefore, when you put your three fingers in, bend them over to the beginning of your palm, your thumb is sticking out on top. So now you move your thumb back and forth to clean off of any challah sticking out, you have to smooth it out. Because you can only have a kmitz exactly what's inside your three fingers worth, not anything being boitzeis that we had before, that's no good. It can't be sticking out. It can be mavirus. So you have to use your thumb to clean off anything sticking out on top. And no more than anything sticking out on bottom, under your second finger, is uvetzpa katana milmata. You use your pinky on bottom to clean out anything that's sticking out from the bottom. Vezui avoida kosher shebemigdish. This was a very hard avoida that had to be done in the migdish. Because true, when it's only made from flour, flour come out by itself cleans off. That you'll have exactly the three fingers worth, that's all. Anything on top or on bottom come out by itself falls off. Or use your thumb, it's very easy to do it. Mashenken, if it's made from baked already flour, so that's much harder to make it exactly like only across the three fingers and nothing sticking out on top, nothing sticking out on bottom. This was called a hard work to do in the Beis Hamikdash. For Rabbi Gemara, V'sulo, there's no other hard work. Mashman, this was the only one that's called hard to do. V'ika Malika, V'ika Chafina. There are another two hard avodas to do. One is called Malika. When you have to make the shechita on the bird, that's a korban, you don't use a knife, but the Kohen Gadol uses his thumb, and he has to stick it in the back of the neck, and he has to first break the marfrekis. First he breaks the backbone of the neck of the bird, and he has to make sure that he does not cut rove of the meat, the majority of the meat. Because if he would cut along by the neck most of the meat, that would make the bird into a trefa, and that's not kosher. Because after he breaks the backbone, then he has to go further to cut the simonim. And by cutting the two, the windpipe and the food pipe, that's what's called the kosher malika. Now, if it would be a trefa before that, it wouldn't be called a good malika. So it's very hard to do to make sure that you did not cut rove of the meat there. You have to only cut the backbone and then go get into the two simonim. It was also a hard avodah. And then within v'ika chafina, the chafina was also very hard. Like we'll see in Mitzvah tomorrow's daf. That again, when you come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, when you're holding the kaf, you have to be able to spill all the keteris inside that spoon back into your handfuls, which is very hard to do. Because you have to get your two handfuls, again, full of the keteris, and nobody's there to help you. So you have to be able by yourself maneuver it to make all the keteris fall into your hands. We'll see later how it was done. That's also called the hard avoda that was done in the Beis HaMikdash. So Marin says, Elazuhi mi avoidas kosher shebemigdish. This avoid of making the kmitzum was one of the hard avoidas that were done in the Beis HaMikdash. But I'll call upon that's the locha by kmitzum. You have to only have the flour that's inside the middle of the three fingers. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said like this, that boi Rabbi Yeshua ben Uzoi, he asked the shayla, what's going to be the locha of Bein HaBeinim? What's going to be the locha of the flour when you make this kmitzum is the flour gets stuck in between your fingers. Like from one finger to another finger, in between them, the flour gets in there. In other words, the ikud kemitzer is what's inside your palm. When you bend over your fingers to reach the tip of your palm, what's inside there, that's called the kemitzer. Now what about the flour that got stuck in between your two fingers? What's the locha? Is Omer HaPopos or Popos said like this, Tigavoyi loy tiboy locha. What's the inside of your palm, what's facing inside, that's the vade kemitzer. That's a vade part of the kmitza, so pshita, you burn that part. Tibroi, if you have flour sticking out that you can see, mamash, on the outside of your fingers, loy tibroi loch the vade shrayimu. A vade that is not considered part of the kmitza, it's only called part of the shrayim, and therefore that you do not burn, but that part you're allowed to eat. Ki tibroi loch, where is my suffix, what type of flour of the kmitza? The bene bene, if the flour got stuck, mamish, right in the middle of your two fingers, in between the fingers, So you don't see it too much outside, you don't see it too much inside. What halacha mai? What's the halacha? Is it called part of the shrine, the outside, that you're allowed to eat? Or is it called part of the inside of your finger? That's the kemitza that you have to burn by the mincha. So what do you do with this flour that's stuck in between your hands? Is Amr Rabbi Yechon said like this, Hode Pashtu Yeshua ben Ozoi, later after he cleared the shayla, he himself was pashted it. So what? He came out that, Bein ha beinim sofik ninu. It's not a true, it blives a sofik. It's a doubt what the locher is. This flour that's found in between your fingers, it's a doubt what's the locher. Does it have a locher like shirayim? Or does it have a locher like the kemitza? So Gemara says, Heichi Yovid. Now that you have a sofik, what are you going to do? Let's say a kohen made a kemitza, and we came out that some flour was stuck in between his fingers. What can we do with this flour? That's the shaila now. Because since it's a sofik, so we don't know. On the tzad, that's just part of the kemitza, you have to burn it. On the tzad, on the side, that's only part of the shirayim, it's from the outside, you don't, or you're not allowed to burn it. So what can you do with this flour? So more sounds like this. Omri Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina sounds like this. Makter koimetz lechudei. First, only burn the inside of the mincha, the kemitza. In other words, what's inside your three fingerfuls, that's for sure the kemitza, that has to be burnt. Burn that first. Tchila. For hoder, after you burn that, then bein habeinim. Then go and also burn the sofik dika flour that's in between your fingers. Even though it's a sofik, maybe it's the shrayim, but now you're allowed to burn it. So why did he say this for? Diyamrit bein habeinim bereshu. Because if you can tell me, do it the opposite way. That first burn this flour that got stuck in between your fingers, Dilma, that you can't do, because maybe Shirayim Ninu. Maybe really the din of this flour is not called part of the Kemitza, it's part of the Shirayim, the leftover part of the Mincha. Now if you're going to burn that first, before you burn the Kemitza, you can't burn the Kemitza anymore, it's possible. Why? Ve'evilu Shirayim Shechoschu Ben Kemitza Laktorim. Because if so, it's going to have the same halachah that the shirayim, the leftover part of the mincha, if any part of it got lost or got was missing, before you are makter, before you burn the kemitza, it's possible. In other words, from the time you take the kemitza, the handful, out of the mincha, nothing could be missing now from the shirayim until you first burn the kemitza. If some part of the shirayim got lost or got burnt before you burn the kemitza, you're not allowed to burn the kemitza. So here also, well, and like V'yavamah, we learned the Morse of it, let's see. V'yavamah, the Gemara says in Menachis, that Shirayim Shechosfu Ben Kemitza Le'aktara. If any time the leftover part of the Mincha got lost or got burnt between the Kemitza and the burning of the Kemitza, Ein Maktirin Aleinas HaKemitz, you're not allowed to burn anymore the Kemitza. So therefore, you can't first burn this flour that's in between your fingers, because maybe this flour is called part of the Shirayim. And if you're going to burn it, it's called some of the Shirayim got lost. Then you're not allowed to burn the kemitza anymore. Therefore, the Yetzer is first burn the vada kemitza. First burn the flour, the part of the mincha, that's vada inside your hands. And then we'll worry about the sofik, then we'll burn the sofik. For the Gemara is still shver. How could you burn the sofik though? Yochi, hashtanami ikri kan, let's call over here, that kol shimimenu li'ishim. Anything you have something, that part of it goes on the mizbeach, you have to burn part of it, hareyu babal taktiru. The din is, there's a lav, now you're not allowed to burn the leftover. The loch of the shirayim is, you have to eat it, but there's a lav not to burn it. You're only allowed to burn the kemitza, the mitzvah to burn. But the leftover, there's a new lav of kol shirimen l'ishim, harei l'bak taktiru. So the kasher is, how could you burn the flour that got stuck in between your fingers? Maybe it's only shirayim, and you're not allowed to burn it? So how can you burn it? Yeah, like Rashi says, kol shirimen l'ishim, once you put it on the fire, kol mishpotoi, whatever you're supposed to, harayashirayim b'bal taktiru, the leftover of it, you're not allowed to burn. Te'echsiv loy saktiru mimenu ishel Hashem. So the darshan means to say, loy saktiru dovor shenitim mimenu yesh. Anytime you put part of it already on the fire, the part of the emurim, or it's supposed to be burnt, the leftover part, you're not allowed to burn. So the kashra is, how could you burn this flour that's been between your fingers? Maybe it's only shirayim. So the Gemara answers, "On Rabbi Yehuda, b'Reid Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, the maktale lishum etzim." I tell you, you're allowed to burn it, but you don't have in mind you're doing a mitzvah saktara. You're only burning it on a tanai. You make a condition. that if it's part of the kemitza, then true, you want to burn it l'shem mitzvahs haktorah. But if it's only part of the shirayim, then you don't want to burn it l'shem mitzvahs haktorah, but rather only l'shem etzin, as if you're burning wood. And k'd Reb Elezer, t'etanya Reb Elezer Weimer, the pasuk says, l'reach nichoyich, so we dash in iyato malo, avulato malo l'shem etzin. It's only also to burn the shirayim if you have in mind to do it l'shem avoidah, l'shem reach nichoyich. For if you have in mind just to burn it for the purpose of stam burning it like you're burning wood, then it's mutter. So the Gemara says, "Ho nichal Reb Elezer, this is only good according to Reb Elezer. You have this way out to burn it like with a tanai. Elu the rabbanon, but according to the rabbanon, ma'ikal emema, what can you say? The rabbanon say even to burning it for the purpose of wood, just for burning it, it's also aser. So what can you do with this flower that got stuck in between his fingers? You can't burn it because there's a lav not to burn the shirayim." So the Gemara answers, "Amar Rav Mori dekamtzi shmeni." You have to make sure the Kohen Gadol has nice fat hands. In other words, you have to make sure to pick a good Kohen that is in between his fingers. The fingers are blubber, have a lot of like a meat there, but they stick out so they meet one another well, that there's no flour to get in between the fingers. That's the eitzah to do. So Mor says, Hashtel the astius lochi. Once you come onto this terrace, according to the Rabbanim, I'll tell you, Reb Elezer Nami, lekatchilu dekamsi shmeni. According to Reb Elezer also, he's moida, that lekatchilu you should try and get a coin that has fat hands. Because even though Reb Elezer says you're allowed to burn it, the leftover, lishem eitzim, but that's only b'dievid if you have to, if you did it. But avad lekatchilu is also maskim, you should not burn the shirayim. So according to Reb Elezer also, if you could find a coin that has fat hands, that's for sure there'll be no flour getting stuck in between, for sure that's better to use it. Weiter. Boi Rabbi Papa. Bein ha-beinim sh'moli chofnav mahal. What's going to be the locha now by the keteris that the Kohen Gadol has to take on Yom Kippur? The two handfuls. So you have to have moli chofnav, two handfuls of the keteris. What about if some keteris got stuck in between his fingers? What din does it have? Is, so the Mara might come and boil it. Like, what's your suffix here? Ego ma-moli moli mi-hosam hainu hach. If you make the Xerah Shov like we had before, it says Molei by Chofnov, by Yom Kippur, Molei Chofnov. And it says by Kmitza, Molei Kumtzoi. You have to have a complete Kmitz. So just like by Kmitza, the Bein HaBeinim, we had before the Suffolk, what the din is. The Chur should be the same Allah on Yom Kippur also. That the Kteris that's stuck in between your fingers should be doubtful if you let it burn it or not. So what are you clearing a new Shaila for here? So Gemara says like this, Rav Popo Hochi Boilei. Rav Papa asked the question like this: Molei chofnov hevi binin. In other words, maybe even without the gzeirah shava. True, I don't make the gzeirah shava molei. Still, I could clear it for shalom. The pasuk says by Yom Kippur, molei chofnov. You have to have two handfuls. Hevi binin v'ika. Here also, lemaisi, you brought it. Some of the flour was stuck in between your fingers. So what? That's considered you're bringing now a molei chofnov. I do, mother, the other tzaddis maybe know, v'lokach, the beginning of the pasuk says, v'lokach v'hevi binin, v'olekam. V'lokach shemin, you have to take it with intentions of taking it b'teres k'teres. So what got inside your two fingers, your handfuls, that you took l'shem k'teres. Mashenka, the k'teres that got stuck in between your fingers, like you didn't have intentions of really taking it, that's not called v'lokach. That's the Gemara Sofik. Teku. Gemara obliged by Teku. If you let it burn, the terrorist that got stuck in between his fingers on Yom Kippur. So Rashi says, V'holeko, Shime'elov nichnas lebein abeinim. Because the terrorist that got stuck in between his fingers, like came in there by itself. V'hulay niskavn, he didn't have intentions to put it there. So maybe that's not good for Chafina. So Gemara obliged by Teku. And we'll see at the end, the Rambam paskens all these sveikas here, that lechatchili should not do it. But if you did it, it's hurt, so it is kosher. Omer Rav Papa. Papa says another thing. Omer Rav Papa. Pshitali, I understand for sure that mole kumtza krakamsi inchi. When you make the kemitza by mincha, you have to do it normally the way a person does it. A normal person is, the way we said before, that your hand is like straight out, that your fingers are up and down, you know, straight, your fingers are stretched out straight, and you put your hands in like sideways into the mincha, and put your fingers around to bring it to your palm. In other words, the way your fingers are straight, you just stretch them across. That your fingers are in upright position. Not your fingers. I mean your hand. Your hand itself is like the thumb is facing all the way up, and your pinky is facing all the way down. And now you just bring your fingers like from towards the left until they finally come to meet your palm. That's the normal way of doing it. Oh, but now he clears a shiloh of a boy or a popo. Komat b'roshi etzboisav. You don't do it the normal way. You do it a little bit different. You make the kmit with roshi etzboisav. In other words, you put your hands facing downwards and you stretch out your fingers, scooping it up. Is that also called a good kmit? Maho. Or else milamato lamala. V'ket, you have your whole hand facing upwards and you stick it into the kmitzum, and now like upwards you want to get the kmitzum. Maho, what's the lochum? Or else minat dodim, sideways, like Rashi says, klemar, shleika derech hakoimtzin. You don't do it in a normal manner. Any other normal manner, maho. What's the loch? Is that called a good kmitzum or not? Merovlized by teiko. The Gemara is doubtful. And again, the Rama paskens that the chachilu you should not do it, but if you did it though, the kmitzum is called a good kmitzum. Omer Rav Papa, pshitali mole chofnov kerechafi inchi. Who then in Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol has to take his two handfuls worth of the k'teris, you have to do it in a normal manner. The way you get, you put your two hands together, and you get the two handfuls. Abod, boy rapopo, chofen b'roshi etzboisav mao. What about if you get the chvina with the tips of your fingers? That's the way you get your two handfuls full. In other words, it's not a normal manner. Or else milmato lamala, from downwards upwards, mao. Or else minatzad mao, from the side you do it. You take first the right handful, and then you take the left handful, and you bring the two together. Mahal, what's the locha? Is that also called good for chvin or not? Merobais by teiku. We're doubtful again, maybe if it has got to do with only the normal way, the way you get directly right away, two handfuls. Boyi rapop. Rapop, a clever shot like this. Dovke lekaime.